this evening to be about our Father's business. My house, Jesus said, shall be called a house of prayer. That's what he designated this temple of worship to be in the ancient time, and I believe we need to really zero in on that for the present time. I think one of the least, not in every church, but as a rule across the land, one of the least practiced routines of the church is prayer. I don't mean the just the opening and closing prayer, but I'm talking about the continual, consistent, perpetual intercessions that are so essential to God's program here on earth. The Bible said that we're to pray for his kingdom to come. Amen. And we're to pray for his will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's part of the pattern that he's given us for all prayer. And, I looked at that and I thought, God is a sovereign God. He's almighty. He can do anything he chooses to do. Amen. He's bound himself by his word to his own will. And he will perform that, but otherwise God is God doesn't have to ask our permission to do anything. So prayer isn't giving him permission, but that prayer is an expression of our faith and our commitment to his eternal purposes to be done in our lives and the lives of others all over this whole planet. It's an international stuff. So we're just glad that you're here tonight to pray for nations as we pray for our families and our nation. Because when we pray for the nations of the world, how many know America is one of those nations that we're praying for revival for? So I'm excited about participating in praying for nations tonight. Praise God. And in the course of praying for nations, to believe God for our own nation and to believe God for our own personal families, our own personal needs tonight. So having said that, Brother Taylor, would you come and lead us before the throne tonight to pray together, to see the hand of God move mightily? How many need answers to prayer? I need them. In fact, without answers to prayer, I won't last very long at all. But through answered prayer, I'm going to run this race to the finish by the help and grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight as we come to thee, Lord God, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord God. We claim your peace. We claim your victory, Lord God. Lord, we lead you, son. God, we praise your mighty name tonight, for you're holy, you're righteous, and you're just, Lord God. We come to magnify your name tonight, Lord. Move by thy spirit, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Cleanse us through the washing of the water of the word, Lord God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, Lord. And we thank you for the patience, Lord God. For you said in your patience possesses you your souls. Thank you for the word of God, Lord God, that ye may keep to, that we're hearing. We're hearing the truth of the gospel being preached here, Lord. Help us to take the word of God to heart, Lord. Help us to take the word and mix it with faith, Lord God. So move tonight, God, as we pray and as we seek your face, God. Have your way, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done. Stir us up to do your will. God, meet every need this present. Thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. Hallelujah. That's the two absolute imperative prerequisites to faith. They that come to God for any reason, for anything, beginning with salvation and to every other time we ever approach him for anything, they that come to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Don't quit believing. Don't stop believing. That's not just a song title. That's what we find in the word of God. God exists tonight. Amen. And not only as the sovereign king of the universe, but as the savior of your soul and mine. And he loved us enough to give us his son. That's a lot of love tonight to bestow upon a fallen world of people who cannot save themselves. And yet he loved us enough to give us his only begotten son. And Paul surmises based on that fact. He said if he loved us enough, to give us his only begotten Son, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Can you say, man? He's a rewarder of them who not casually or carnally, but diligently seek him out. Literally in the Greek, it says, seek him out. And how are we going to find this God who is a spirit, who sometimes our emotions just make it seem like he's so distant from us? He said, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek after me. That's it, Brother Willie. With all of your heart. With all of your heart. Amen. And don't dwell on your worries and your fears, saith the Lord. For if these things are the focus of your heart, how can you seek me with all of your heart? It's bad enough for the things of the world crowding in. But if you entertain worry and you entertain fear, you will not find my presence. And I long to bathe you in my presence, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. How many believe if you could get past your worries and your fears long enough to enter into his presence tonight, all those worries and fears would just melt away? Amen. Just one touch from the King in your life tonight and mine can change everything. There's nothing that he can't do and nothing he won't do. And you'll believe that if you can move into his presence, you'll find that he's bigger than all of those mountains that are so big and so imposing and defiant. Amen. If you discover my will and you find that a mountain is in the way of my will, I have authorized you in my name to tell that mountain to move, saith God. And if you doubt not in your heart that you serve a God that will act upon that mountain by my Spirit, that mountain will move, saith God. Yea, it will be removed and cast into the sea. What mountain is there bigger than your God? What mountain is there that can stand and defy me? Yea, saith the Lord, speak to the mountain, for I, the Lord, am ready to move, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We speak to nations and we speak to mountains tonight. Let's worship him for who he is. Let's sing one more song tonight of your choice, of your choosing. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, any mountains you think are impossible. God, any rivers that you think are impossible and impassable. God, any mountains that you think you just cannot climb. God is a God who specializes in the impossible. Hallelujah. I love to sing about him, but I love it even more to sing to him. Thank you for singing to the Lord tonight. Praise God. Thank you for singing with us this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've come here to do business for the King. And the King has spoken very clearly and said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. A house of prayer. It is a place where praise takes place. It is a place where the Word of God is expounded and taught and received and hopefully and prayerfully acted on. But God's premium priority is that we pray. That's why deacons were first elected, that we might give ourselves as ministers to what? Number one, to prayer. Number two, to the ministry of the Word. Number one, to intercessions. Amen. And all those other kinds of prayer. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said praying with all prayer. All manner, all types of prayer, intercessions and supplications and special requests, but praying always with all manner of prayer. It is the arena of battle for the Christian soldier. It's prayer. Amen. You put on your armor so you can pray effectively. Amen. You don't go to battle without prayer. You go to battle with prayer. So the Bible simply said, after you put your armor on, he said, pray. You've got your armor on so you can pray effectively. If you can't pray effectively, then everything else we do is not going to have that touch of God on it. And I don't know about you, but I need the touch of God on everything that I do. If I can preach truth from this Bible without the touch of God, but it won't penetrate the heart. Amen. It'll stick somewhere up in the gray matter, but it takes God's Spirit to take it and put it directly in the heart. And it's when it's planted in that good ground heart that it brings forth its fruit, 30, 60, and 100 fold. And you know what the apostles of old said, we don't preach the gospel in word only, like we're doing in so many circles today. Amen. Just because we're so intelligent, so astute, so educated, we think that we can just read it from the book accurately and explain it, and that's all we need. They said, we don't preach it. This gospel didn't come in word only. It came in power. It came in the Holy Ghost. And therefore, it came with much assurance. Can you say amen? Because people were not just giving mental consent or mental assent. They were spiritually committing themselves to the truth of the gospel. And it kept that church through persecution. It kept it through everything that came and went. And the testimony of Jesus, in spite of all of that trouble and all of that pressure, went into all the world. Can you say amen? So I'm convinced that God is going to get his gospel out in this generation, in spite of the pressure, in spite of the falling away, in spite of the apostate church. There's a real church that is still here. And here's the thing that I want to run by you before we go to this song tonight. I believe that we are a people of divine destiny. I believe we are in the kingdom of God, that we're saved and sealed. And we are in the kingdom for such a time as this. I don't believe it's time to bury our head in the sand and acquiesce to the devil and say the world's going to hell. And it isn't. Not all of it. Revival is taking place around this world. God, 10 years ago, and I'm not making a commercial for the people who organize. I guess I am, too, a little bit. The Global Day of Prayer. It's coming up again in 2012 on May the 27th. It comes once a year. It was started as a vision to bring nations together, not just a church group together or a denomination together, but bring nations all over the world together to pray together with one supreme goal, and that is that the gospel go into all the world and the name of the Lord be glorified and the church be unified. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And God is a prayer answering God. And when he wants to do something big, he sets his people a praying. So we're moving into the 10th year of a global day of prayer. How many know a day is not going to be enough, even if it's worldwide? The Bible said to pray without ceasing. Now that's not discrediting that. What we're going to do here tonight is not near enough. Amen. That's why I pray throughout the whole week. And that's why we need to be praying weekly. And I don't mean W-E-A-K. Weekly. Can you say amen? Somebody said, I pray weekly. I said, spell that. Hallelujah. Because we want to pray with power. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I'm expecting a lot. My expectations are high. Because I'm talking to a God who listens and promises to answer if I will be consistent. So I'm in the kingdom in this last of the last days with the falling away and the false prophets going out into the land and the world governments getting ready to form into under a single world leader and a world currency just about here and a world church forming and all of these negatives all around us. I'm in the kingdom. For such a time as this. Can you say amen? That means I'm here to make a difference. I'm here to do the bidding of my Father. In spite of all of that adversity and negativism, I believe that God is moving, bringing in right now the last day harvest. I believe he's already sweeping them in to his kingdom. 20,000 a day, Brother Taylor. 20,000 a day in China under intense persecution, but 20,000 a day. The emphasis of last year's Global Day of Prayer was mainly, a lot of it was on China, because many of the leaders of that intercessory prayer effort feel in their heart by the Spirit of God that China is going to be the nation that evangelists come out of to go to the Muslim world and the Hindu world, amen, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. hallelujah, that they are handpicked for that purpose. They are seasoned warriors. You have to love God to serve Him in China. Amen. Because it could cost you dearly. Amen. The authorized church is milk toast and watered down and canola. You listen, what you hear about the coming of Jesus, if I preach the soon coming of Christ, the second coming or the secret coming of Jesus, the rapture in China, I would be arrested. It's against the law to preach the second coming of Jesus. Isn't that incredible? You can't preach that. They feel threatened by that, that a king is going to come. When he first came, what threatened them? What threatened, amen, Caesar's Rome, that a king is being raised up? Can you say amen? But he's king anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. His kingdom come, his will be done. How many believe that we are in this generation, not by chance, but by choice, that we're here? We're in the kingdom for a time such as this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get ready to join these people that are praying all over the world. The global day is just to indicate that a prayer movement is afoot that is sweeping the nations of the world into intercession for the will of God to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And all the folks here that have got problems and pressures, I understand. I know why sometimes it's hard for you to focus. I understand why you come in and not really all that joyous, some of us. Can you say amen? And not all that up. But we got to get past that, church. We can't afford to keep giving in and giving place. What we have got to accomplish is too great. They are coming, Dale, from the north, the south, the east, and the west to this little ministry. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. If it has it as its agenda, not to build this physical church, but to build further His kingdom, glorify His name, and get the gospel to the nations, we'll have His personal endorsement on it. Can you say amen? I believe we've got that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I believe we're going to see, and I've been praying about it. I've been asking Him. I said, Lord, give us some input now. We've been doing this all these years, and we've been doing it by faith, sowing the seed and scattering the seed. Let some people come to our website and just leave a message that I came to Christ. Amen. How many would like to hear something like that? I'm not discouraged. I'm going to do it till He comes anyway, as long as the door is open. I don't have to have it, but I sure would like to have it. Just some witness of what the Lord is doing through the outreach ministry of this little church right here. We are in the kingdom for a time such as this. Give yourself to God and let Him use you in intercession. Let Him use you in your witness. Amen. Give yourself away tonight, and the Lord will put His hand on you for whatever He wants you to do. Hallelujah.
All I have is now to be faithful, to be holy, and to shine, lighting up the darkness right now. I really have no choice but to voice the truth to the nations, the generation looking for God. Time as this, I was placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do His will, whatever it is. For such a time as this, for now and all the days He gives, I am here, I am here, and I am here. For such a time as this, do you ever wonder why? Seems like the grass is always greener under everybody else's sky. Right here, right here, for this time and place, you can live a mirror of His mercy, a forgiven image of grace. For such a time as this, I was placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do His will, whatever it is. such a time as this.
We're off the ground for that matter. You just couldn't get them together to pray. Oh, you could if you had a prayer breakfast, or a prayer supper, or a prayer dinner. Can you say amen when most of the people were more interested on what's on the menu than what God's will and purpose was that we are to achieve? But to just get people to come and pray like that is an absolute spiritual phenomenon. Hallelujah. That many people agreeing on earth as touching one thing, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And by the way, when they're praying for his kingdom to come globally, they're praying personal repentance. Everybody say personal repentance. Because how can we ask God to change the world if we won't let him come into our hearts and make adjustments and changes in our own lives? There's a purifying thing about this kind of intercessory prayer. Can you say amen? Because you have to get the beam out of your eye before you can truly pray effectively for anyone. Amen? Because you think you may be praying exactly what they need, but you may be praying from a pedestal of self-righteousness, and God will never hear that kind of prayer. Self-righteous man didn't go down justified, but the man that confessed his sins did. I want to be one of those people that's very transparent before the Lord, and I don't want to judge anybody, amen, without judging myself and saying, without the grace of God, there go I. Then I can pray effectively. So we need to repent of wrong attitudes and bad attitudes and judgmental attitudes and let God flow in his grace and love to heal the broken wherever they are found and to save the lost at any cost. Hallelujah.
For 10 years, the Global Day of Prayer invited the world to prayer.
Lord! Hear our prayers.
And they gladly accepted the invitation. We've prayed in open-air stadiums, auditoriums, city halls, and cathedrals. We've worshipped in the streets, public parks, and in homes. From high places to significant places, we've cried out to the Lord. Trumpet call is ringing out from the horizons of every continent. An increased cry of repentance. A growing desire for holiness. As the waters cover the earth, so this movement is beginning to grow from north to south, from coast to coast, from cities to villages, and right into the heart of communities and homes. This is a movement of repentance, reconciliation, and prayer. It is movement that knows no borders and can no longer be contained in stadiums, buildings, and churches. It reaches out to the rich and poor, the young and the old. As Christ followers join this movement, they are beginning to adopt a lifestyle of prayer. Surely this is a longing for true revival, the beginning of a new season. While this prayer movement is becoming a lifestyle for millions, the Global Day of Prayer will continue to focus on an increased time of prayer for 10 days prior to the one day of unified global prayer. And then to 90 days of Christian love in action. Firmly believing that as we pray, humble ourselves, ask for forgiveness, and turn from our wicked ways, God will hear our prayers. He will heal our broken hearts. He will restore our brokenness. He will transform our communities, and the world will soon begin to see and know that God is truly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. More people, more places, more prayer. Look, the new season has already begun.
So big and so wonderful. Don't let your trouble keep you from seeking your God. Your trouble ought to drive you to God, not separate you from Him. Don't let your worries get you in a position to where you can no longer pray effectively because you're dwelling on the things that are wrong. Only God can change them. Amen. I see in the faces, etched in faces, worried looks, pressure, anguish, tribulation. I know that you got problems in your families, problems in your homes. There's problems in the nation. You turn on the news, you need to get your Bible out. You need to dust it off. You need to open it up. You need to practice the presence of the Lord until you can get some joy back into your life. Can you say amen? The devil is trying to defraud you and rob you of the very strength that you need to pray effectively by sapping all the joy out of you. Can you say amen? Don't let the devil steal your song tonight. Everybody's got trouble, but we're different. We have a God to call on in the time of trouble. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I said we do have a God to call on in the time of trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we do. And He said, call upon Me if you will give Me thanks and be filled with gratitude and call upon Me. Psalm 50 and 15. And that's what we're getting ready to do. And call upon Me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver you. And thou shalt glorify Me. Can you say amen? For what? Whosoever offers praise glorifies Me. And to him that orders his conversation aright, I'll show him the deliverance, the salvation of My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to pray tonight? Just a prayer here that'll set a tone for the week. Come on and let's join together. Amen. And let's talk to Him tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have a joyous going home song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad we're setting a tone for prayer tonight. I have been inspired by these gatherings that we're gathering in to pray all throughout the week like I've never prayed before. The average pastor in the United States of America devotes about 15 minutes a week to prayer. He prays W-E-A-K-L-Y, weekly. That kind of praying. We're so good at preaching, so good at organizing. Our programs at the church is so wonderful. Our entertainment is so engaging that people come just to watch the show. But our children are lost. Right now something is happening. It's a move of youth, young people from 16 to 22, a movement of youth out of the mega churches that brought them in with video machines and I started to say soft rock gospel, but it's hard rock gospel now. Amen. But it brought them in and entertained them for a season, but they didn't find a cause worth committing to because they never, ever met the living God in a personal encounter. Amen. They enjoyed the skateboard park. They enjoyed the Christian rap, but they didn't get involved in a relationship with Jesus. And now they are searching again. They're going out of the mega churches searching. This was a in the New York Times recently, an editorial, and because they didn't find, amen, that encounter with God. The church is so good at production and programs and things to draw people in, but we're not good at the one thing Jesus told us to do. Go into all the world and make disciples unto Me of all nations. Can you say amen? If a person is not a follower of Jesus, they are not a disciple of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we're not just told to get heads in a building so we can have a head count. Amen. We're told to make disciples unto Jesus. People that will commit enough of their heart and devotion and love to Him that they will commit to follow Him all the days of their life. And I'm praying for a mighty sweeping revival to engage those young people and bring them back, those disenchanted, disillusioned young men and women searching for a purpose in life. And I'm not saying every church, every mega church is that way, but a lot of them got all those people in by a watered down version of the gospel. And we don't need to water this thing down. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is up to the task of bringing people into God's kingdom for the right reasons today. So I'm going to pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that God will bring us into this global prayer movement of people that believe that prayer not only changes nations and can change our families and can change, but can actually change us. Hallelujah. As we pray, as I pray, the needs are so pressing. The needs are so great. I want more personal holiness, more personal purity. I don't want anything in me that stands in the way of an answered prayer tonight. I want to get the vision back. I want to get the faith, amen, in God's ability and willingness to move, hallelujah, back into focus tonight. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for people here tonight that are, many are obviously so tired, so am I. Oh God, the pressure is so great. I've been on the phone this afternoon just giving out and hearing bad news. But oh Lord, I look beyond that to a great and glorious and mighty God, hallelujah, who is here tonight to act on every circumstance, to act upon every situation, hallelujah. And Lord, I bring it all to you tonight with my brothers and my sisters tonight. We are warriors. We are warriors. We are warriors, and we are in a war, and we are in battle tonight. But Lord, we are warriors of the cross. We are prayer warriors tonight. Clothed in the armor of God, hallelujah, to make a difference in our generation, in our families, in our nation, hallelujah. Father, I pray that you move by your Spirit. Because no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he might be a good soldier to him that called him. Lord, we're being tested tonight to see if we can be trusted with the affairs of your kingdom. Every one of us are being tested to see if we can be trusted. Lord, I want to be found worthy of your trust tonight, that you can trust me to take your gospel where you want it to go. You can trust me not to give up and give in because some people go back. You can trust me not to be discouraged so easily and so quickly tonight. For if any man puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom. That don't mean you won't go to heaven. It means the work of the kingdom isn't so important. It is so vital. Amen. God can't trust people that are going to give up, entertain discouragement, get down and bring everybody else down. I've talked to people that don't even believe that God wants to have, that there's hope for America. They almost act like they'll be glad to see it crash and burn. The problem is, if this plane goes down, they go down with it. So the Bible said, pray for kings. Pray for those. Oh, if prayer has no effect, why bother? But God said, pray for kings. Pray for those that are in authority, that you might live a peaceable life. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen, God said, pray for your enemies. Come on, don't just pray for your personal people that you enjoy, you like. Pray for your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Can you say amen? Don't ever ask God to smite them. Don't ever ask God to do that. It's not His will. He takes no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. Amen. He didn't come to condemn this world, nor does He stand ready to condemn it right now. Hallelujah. He came to seek. He came to save. That's why you're a Christian. If He didn't seek you, you could have never come to God. If He didn't send the hound of heaven, the Holy Spirit, you could never come to Christ. But He sought you that He might save you. Praise God. Aren't you glad that was his mission? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Freely you have received. Freely give. Father, I pray we would be energized. I pray we would be energized. Oh, Lord, how I almost begin to dread what is called the holidays, because it drains people out. Oh, my Mahasata, when we should be have such an incentive, enthusiasm, and energy to give thanks, we're just drained out because of the festivities, and we forget what it's really all about. I pray Christmas isn't like that for this congregation. I pray everybody's not so wore out, amen, that they forget it's about worshiping you. It's about honoring you. Oh, my Mahasita, help us not to get caught up in the momentum of this world and end up drained on Christmas morning. Amen. It's going to be real skimpy around churches Christmas morning. You know why? Because our celebration of the holiday, the commercial holiday, is going to take precedence over the worship of our God and our King for sending his Son. Man, you know it's the truth. It's going to be skimpy. It's going to be real skimpy on Christmas morning. 1 hour in God's presence is going to be hard for many people to find. Why should I do that? I got so much to do. Amen. Friend of mine, if you got more to do than the work of the kingdom, you can't be trusted. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk straight to you tonight. Amen. You can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. You cannot be trusted. God can't trust me to pray for souls. He can't trust me with those souls. If he can't trust me not to look back, amen, I'm going on 38 years as a pastor of this little group of people, little and larger at any given time, but never a great amount of people. But God has always met with us, challenged us, and moved in our midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'm going to make you ruler over many. Friend, that doesn't mean necessarily this church is going to suddenly explode, although I believe growth is coming numerically here. But I want you to know God is taking the gospel. And I know many people are caught up in your personal agendas and problems. And what God's doing in the nation seems to be nothing much to you. Well, it's a whole lot to God, because precious souls, hallelujah, are being swept into the kingdom of God around this world tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for what he's doing. Praise the Lord that you and I are a part of it, that he's honored us enough to let the gospel go out beyond these walls to nations tonight. Can you say, man? I got to tell you this, as we, I want you to set a pattern always. Pray this week that you don't get caught up. Pray that you don't get caught up. Pray that you don't get caught up in the momentum of this world. You open every present and you celebrate this holiday. And it isn't a holy day at all after a while. And you're drained. And after it's over, you're empty. And most everybody you meet the day after, you know what they say? Well, I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad it's over with. But to the Christian, it's not over with. Thanksgiving doesn't get over on Black Friday. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is something we do all year long. We just don't eat the turkey all year long like that and the pumpkin pie. But Thanksgiving is part of our lifestyle. Hallelujah. And Christmas is celebrated all year long. His coming to this earth to lay in a manger. His going to that cross. Hallelujah. His dying for us is to be celebrated not only throughout our lifetime here, but throughout all eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 In the church where I was healed of cancer of the blood, our pastor had a radio broadcast. And when he came on the air, I could tell by his theme song. Amen. It's time for Reverend Joe Woodward. He died last year. But I'll never forget that theme song. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story, Jesus and his love. Well, I still love to tell the story. Can you say amen? Because the story is true. It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when this gospel of the kingdom, hallelujah, is preached, oh, not just anybody's amen interpretation. This gospel of the kingdom, hallelujah, when it's preached into all the world as a witness, then shall the end come. Hallelujah. And right now, that gospel, this gospel is going by every vehicle available, amen, and every vessel that is yielded. The gospel is going to the nations of the world as we stand here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revival in where Genghis Khan used to be the king, and now Jesus is Lord there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where Taurus Bulba was, Jesus is now the great, mighty leader of an army of Christian warriors. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Be encouraged in your family members. Glory to God. I don't care how hard their heart seems. I don't care how resistant they seem to be. Amen. To our prayers or to the gospel. God is moving. By his spirit, can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Invest time this week. Invest time this week. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Spirit, rise up within us. I will pray with my understanding, and I will pray with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mena baroshilianda de bokosata. Mekolaba. Hallelujah. God didn't baptize you in the Holy Ghost to be part of some elite club of special believers. Hallelujah. But so that you could pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rashadaba, Roshadaba. We don't always know how to pray specifically as we ought, but he always knows. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He always prays according to the will of God. Hallelujah. To answer our prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shalabaru shalabari andanabasataya. There he is. There he is. You can hear him. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalabaru shalabari andanabasata. Shalabaru kalabasiti andanaba. Nanda daba roshani keshala ba roshala nanda daba siki anda daba sataya. Hallelujah, 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 baba hosa salabariki anda daba sata. Hallelujah. Meshala badi anda daba kusada bariti ya yanda daba seli anda daba roshala bariti nashala bakita nana masikiya anda daba sada mani anda daba sata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shela baroshala. Nanda da bariki anda da buhusa. Shela baruka da basati anda. Meshela bari anda da basataya. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We're in the kingdom for this time to pray for nations, pray for kings, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for one another, pray for our lost loved ones, Father. Hallelujah. And pray for the backslider. Hallelujah. 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 Pray for the prodigals to come home, to come home, to come home, to come home, and to stand and be counted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Beberoshi anda da buku, eshalabariti anda da basitia, kelabasiti anda da basadaya. Hallelujah. Keep it simple and keep it spiritual this year. Keep it spiritual and keep it simple. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Mighty God, we praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Manda da bayonda da bakosaya. Manda da baroshala. Nenda da basikia. Halabashala bayonda da. Father, I praise you tonight. I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. This is in no means a representation of what all intercession is to be. This 15 minutes of intense prayer, it goes beyond here. It gets into our week. It gets into our daily walk. It gets incorporated into our life and our lifestyle. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I believe that as we go through this week in intercession, amen, in fervency for God to move, for God to touch, for God to stretch forth his hand, hallelujah, that he would rend the heavens and come down. That was the prayer of Isaiah. Amen. Oh, and it was, it was at the height of religious practice. It was when the whole temple system was set up. All of the prescribed sacrifices were being offered. The incense was being burned perpetually 24 hours a day before the Lord. But it had become a routine. It had become a ritual. And there was no manifest presence of God to be seen anywhere under any circumstance. And Isaiah said, we got to do better than this. Oh, that thou would rip the heavens and come down upon the mountains and make your name known. Can you say, man, bring honor and glory to your name? Hallelujah. So he can do good to his people and in the process bring glory and honor to his name. Who has a God like our God? Amen. And they said of him, who has a God like their God? A God so nigh them in all that they call upon him for. Can you say amen? God starts coming through. God answers prayer. And people sit up and take notice that our God is the true and the living God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We receive his goodness in the form of the answer. He receives the glory. Hallelujah. When he brings that good into our life. So I just want to see my God glorified. Hallelujah. As he blesses me with answered prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you. Praise God. And yours. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for praying tonight. And pray this week like you've never prayed. Amen. Make time for it. And don't make it a job. Make it a joyous anticipation of meeting with the Lord. Put on your kind of songs you like. If you like it with a twang, put the twang on. Amen. If you like it like Willie likes it, amen, then forget the twang and get down a little bit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Didn't you ask him to make you a video and say, make sure you understand I am a black man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you put the music behind it, just drop the twang for Willie. Amen. Put on what brings you up into the presence of God. Can you say amen? And enjoy him. Praise God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and come before his presence with singing. Praise God. Amen. I just want to do this one song tonight before we leave. Did I give you one already? That's the one. Praise the Lord, because it's a happy song. We're glad you came tonight. Are you glad you came tonight?